An excerpt from Lilith by George MacDonald. Chapter 17. A Grotesque Tragedy. I had not gone 10 paces when I caught sight of a strange-looking object, and went nearer to know what it might be. I found it a mouldering carriage of ancient form, ruinous but still upright on its heavy wheels. On each side of the pole, still in its place, lay the skeleton of a horse. From their 2 grim white heads ascended the shriveled reins to the hand of the skeleton coachman seated on his tattered hammercloth. Both doors had fallen away. Within sat 2 skeletons, each leaning back in its corner. Even as I looked, they started awake, and with a cracking rattle of bones, each leapt from the door next it. One fell and lay, the other stood a moment, its structure shaking perilously. Then with difficulty, for its joints were stiff, crept, holding by the back of the carriage, to the opposite side, the thin leg-bones seeming hardly strong enough to carry its weight, where, kneeling by the other, it sought to raise, almost falling itself again in the endeavour. The prostrate one rose at length, as by a sudden effort to the sitting posture. For a few moments it turned its yellowish skull to this side and that, then, heedless of its neighbour, got upon its feet by grasping the spokes of the hind-wheel. Half erected thus, it stood with its back to the other, both hands holding one of its knee-joints. Little less difficulty, and not a few contortions, the kneeling one rose next, and addressed its companion. "Have you hurt yourself, my lord?" it said in a voice that sounded far off and ill-articulated, as if blown aside by some spectral wind.
"Yes, I have," answered the other, in like but rougher tone. "You would do nothing to help me, and this cursed knee is out."
"I did my best, my lord."
"No doubt, my lady, for it was bad. I thought I should never find my feet again. But bless my soul, madam, are you out on your bones?"
She cast a look at herself. "I have nothing else to be out in," she returned. "And you, at least, cannot complain. But what on earth does it mean? Am I dreaming?"
"You may be dreaming, madam, I cannot tell, but this knee of mine forbids me the grateful illusion. Ha! I, too, perceive, have nothing to walk in but bones. Not so unbecoming to a man, however. I trust to goodness that they are not my bones. Every one aches worse than the other, and this loose knee is worst of all. The bed must have been damp, and I too drunk to know it."